If you're staying there, you're just stupid. I mean, it's just plain stupid. Being told by the National Weather Service this is the worst flooding in Sandy Hook since 1903, I don't know. And candidly, I don't care. Those kind of references could be for the history books. What people need to understand is this is bad.
That's Governor Chris Christie. He never minces words. He's talking about getting out of the way of Hurricane Sandy, New Jersey, just one of the states declared a state of emergency. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know many of you that are hanging out are worried about this storm. If you've been watching the Weather Channel, you would think it's Armageddon. Seriously, the superstorm scenarios are unfolding virtually every minute. People are talking about what's happening in the Northeast. New Jersey, not the only state of emergency. Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts as well. In fact, here's Governor Deval Patrick talking about what he's thinking of in Massachusetts.
The National Weather Service expects very strong and damaging winds, major coastal flooding, and significant beach erosion. Hurricane Sandy is now forecast to hit Massachusetts around 2 in the morning, tomorrow, Monday morning, first on Martha's Vineyard, and then reaching the south coast and east coast before noon tomorrow.
Wow, boy, scary stuff. A lot of people have been tracking this thing. I always say that America Tonight is like the buzz in your backyard. Is that the buzz that has now replaced the election and the race to 270 electoral votes? Thank goodness it's not happening a week from now, because it would completely rip up the election without a doubt. But this storm could affect the election still, both in campaign stops for all the people who are campaigning and for the early voting, because some of that early voting polling stuff will have to be closed down. Think of the fire stations and emergency places that are a lot of times open as polling places. I know the first time I voted was in a fire station. It was set up that way. So certainly there will be early effects, but will it hit the election next week? It depends on just how awful this storm is. In New York, mass transit, if you will, planes, trains, and automobiles, it would be almost impossible to get on the island. No subways, all of that stopped at 7 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. 8,000 flights have been canceled. I think the entire week in aviation is going to be very tough, and not just for the people on the East Coast, because others will be affected by flights that were supposed to go to one area and then go to another area. Without a doubt, there are people that are going to get wet. There are going to be floods. And we'll see just how battered some of these areas end up being, because there's no way to know that other than to look at the forecast. And these forecasts seem to be dead on. Something could be tweaked or twist or turn, and let's hope so, because I'm not wishing to see the worst storm in history. And to talk about these devastating things that have happened to people, as I know we have many listeners in that area, I have lots of family in the area, and it's no joke. You're talking about power lines that'll be down. I just saw a graphic not too long ago where the graphic said likely. It didn't even say, now they're forecasting for sure because of winds. This is probably where the power lines are going to go down in New Jersey and Connecticut and in some of these areas. You can count on it. Here's the possible ones. So now we're forecasting power outages, and that's the reason why the cupboard is bare in so many stores in the East Coast. The refineries will be shut down, so that will affect the prices of gas. Absolutely, when you talk about closing the massive transit network in New York, the largest in North America, you got 8.5 million people a day riding it. That's serious stuff. It means everybody is afraid to not take this thing as it could come, that it could be the biggest one that we've seen in a very, very long time. So I think it's probably pretty smart. If it's exaggerated or something changes, great. But why would you take the chance? You'd have all those people on the road or trapped, stuck, people in schools, kids in schools, and having to figure out how to get them would be disastrous. And that's what leads to so many of the chain of events that has happened in the past where you have wall-to-wall, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic and wall-to-wall problems that you can't even get to because you didn't take the necessary precautions. Even Amtrak, like I said, planes, trains, and automobiles, they're canceling almost every single service on the entire eastern seaboard. Bus lines connected to the trains also canceled because of that. You know, it's the high winds, the seas, what will happen with the seas. They don't know how awful that's going to be, but the predictions don't look good. We're talking about huge swells and in some areas high tide, and then that's going to cause even more problems too. In Washington, government offices completely shut down. Now, how it's twisted into the campaign already, Mitt Romney was supposed to be in Virginia. He was going to do a stop in Virginia. So that was canceled, and also something in New Hampshire. Instead, he hooked up with Paul Ryan, his VP, and campaigned in Ohio. The president was supposed to be campaigning. He went back to the White House to keep tabs on what was happening with the hurricane. And as I mentioned, early voting could be pretty tough for some people. I would imagine that areas where they normally might even hold the early voting or the polling may have to be turned into something else, because people that might have homes wrecked or flooded will be looking for shelter, and usually that's set up in a school gymnasium or some of the places where you would see polling, that early voting. So if that's the case, what's going to take precedence? The answer would be, of course, would be the people who are in need. Also, there was a scare in Hawaii over a tsunami. Can you imagine? I think all of us are pretty close to what happened in Japan in 2011. We're still talking about Fukushima and radiation. A Canadian quake that was 7.7 led to a lot of people looking for higher ground and others deciding they were going to try to wait it out, as in the islands of Hawaii, Halloween is a big deal, and this was the Halloween weekend, but there were a lot of people who heeded the advisory. So even though it was canceled at 1 in the morning on Saturday, you had bumper-to-bumper traffic on roads from the coast in Honolulu to get to higher ground. About 80,000 people live in evacuation zones on the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is located. So you even had people that were visiting that were in the hotels that were trying to get out of there. And some braving it. 7.7 in Canada. Tsunami warnings in Hawaii. Stay with us. More on the storm coming up next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
I love storms, so I couldn't wait for something like this. It's really exciting. I already went to all the stores. I have like 5 cases of water, about 10 gallons of water, batteries, flashlights. I have a fireplace. I went and bought like a whole bushel of wood, so we're set.
And it sounds like you're staying.
Oh, we're staying. It's exciting.
Wow, exciting is not the way most people would describe this. An impending Armageddon. That's the problem, and that's why Chris Christie and some others get hot under the collar, because they're worried. They're worried about people going out and taking pictures and then getting washed into the water and floating away. Sadly, that's not an exaggeration. That's happened many, many, many times when people see the surge and the big waves, and they don't realize how close they're getting to it. And then the concern of we're staying if they're in a low-lying area or if it just happens to be a place that gets flooded, what a catastrophe that is for people who are then stuck in a house and ends up on the top of a roof. That's the problem with that. The Coast Guard, like I said before, warning that it could be devastating, what's happening as a result of Hurricane Sandy. We just, you just don't know when you look at the graphs and you see highlighted red areas. To me, if I was in the middle of this thing, honestly, if I was in the middle of this thing, I can say this. Maybe I would board the house up and I would, to be sure, I would get out of the way of this thing. I would try to go someplace else because why ride it out? Why ride it out if you don't have to ride it out? I don't understand that. It'd be so much easier to go someplace else and then come back if you did that ahead of time, especially if you had friends or family in areas that were definitely more inland. I think it would be better to just, you want to snap your pictures on the way out of town, someplace far away from where the surf is pounding, and then just hit it. I'd say that's exactly what you would want to do. In some of these New Jersey coastlines, Cape May, New Jersey, Ocean City, in Delaware, Rehoboth, you see the coastline, and it's scary how big the swells are and what could then end up being more than just power outages, more where people are dealing with high water and, as I said, end up on a roof somewhere or in a worse situation. High tide is scheduled for around 8:30 in some of those areas of Delaware and New Jersey. That's where you would really see that big flooding if Sandy came ashore then. You're talking maybe 6 to 11 feet in New York Harbor and Long Island Sound. So that's big travel nightmares. That's big headaches for everybody in and around that area. That's why they were smart to scuttle the schedules and not have people put in those situations. Just say, listen, you can't get here. So that means a lot of businesses will be shut down. I think in New York City, probably in Philadelphia and in Connecticut and some of the other places that could find themselves in the in this situation. So there were signs I thought was interesting in some of these seaside areas that were, you know, what they used to write. You used to see this in the Gulf Coast. Be kind to us, Sandy. Don't hurt us, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't look like there's any reprieves in the making, because where is this eye going to be, and what territory and what kind of swath is it going to cut, I think, ultimately is the thing. Okay, a couple of other quick things about Hurricane Sandy. I mentioned this, but the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, they're going to close, probably could be closed through Tuesday. We know the transportation's closed. Also, if you have flights, you're listening to me anywhere in the country, double-check those flights, because a lot of the flights will be canceled, and they keep canceling more and more. From South Carolina all the way up to people listening to me right now in Maine, some cases you're being evacuated, others are being warned about what could possibly happen, especially in those areas where you know the flooding is a possibility. So many people went out to fill up their cars with gas that stations ran out of gas and had to shut down. But that's a smart thing to do, is to make sure you have enough gas, to make sure you have enough flashlight power and all that other sort of stuff. You know, I feel like I'm lecturing here since we started talking about Hurricane Sandy. But I went through a hurricane once when I was a kid, Hurricane Agnes, and I saw what that was like, where you had people canoeing down the street and you had down power lines and all the things that they're predicting for this one. And it really took a while to dig out of that. And in the beach areas, it was terrible. People that had houses washed away and parts of houses washed away, and they were just trying to find things. They had cars that were ruined, and it was it wasn't something that just came and went in a day. It wasn't like, ooh, that's a bad storm. It was something that lingered for a very, very long time. For kids who love to get out of school and they're just dying for some snow, they didn't get snow, but they got Hurricane Sandy. So classes were canceled for at least 2 million plus students on the Eastern Seaboard. Could be more than that, because as the storm is talked about, excuse me, more schools are starting to realize, oh, I don't know if I want to deal with this headache. By the time you close school and you've got kids here, this could be worse than we imagined. So I think that number is going to get higher. It's not just going to be Connecticut or New Jersey. It's going to expand to other areas where they haven't called it yet at this point, because they don't want to end up in a situation where they, as I said, you've got kids scrambling around and you're trying to get them home and you can't do it because you've got so much traffic and so many problems that it's hard to get them out of there. That's where you get that early closing stuff. Why send them there in the first place? It doesn't make any sense. If you think that you're going to end up sending them home and you don't know the predictability of the hurricane, I'd say take the risk on the day, especially with kids. If we have all these other businesses in the city closing down, for goodness sake, I think with kids it would make complete sense to just get ahead of this and you know, drop it. As drop them out as soon as you can, so that they don't even have to get ready and go to school. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, Virginia is so key. The governor of Virginia is saying that he's going to do everything he can to keep the early voting up, to keep the polls open. And The reason why is because Virginia is one of those swing states, absolutely a battleground area. And as the hurricane is wreaking havoc, or could wreak havoc, one of the places that will be absolutely, one of the places that would be absolutely a ground zero would be Virginia, because of the 106 counties. And right now, the prediction is Obama is in the lead. So if he's in the lead in Virginia, you have a Republican governor who's saying, well, we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to vote. I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to make sure people do get to vote, because they're concerned about where Virginia is going to go. And that's a state, when you're looking at 270 electoral votes that you would need if you're Mitt Romney. If it's the same as it was before, then Obama would get Virginia. But that's one that Romney needs. That's one that he would use in the race to 270, and it would, I think, hurt him if he didn't. I think it would hurt him if he didn't get Virginia, really, frankly. If he didn't get Virginia, I think that would hurt the numbers, because Ohio, Virginia, Florida, different amounts of electoral votes, but Virginia is certainly a hotbed area. And right now, it looks like Obama, 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 and they were trying to change that, so you can bet that governor is doing everything he can to have the voting places stay open, because he certainly doesn't want the chance that too many people would have voted early, and now they're not going to vote early, and that could ultimately affect what happens in Virginia, as I said, the 106 counties. Tough to say which way they'll go. Hey, speaking of voting, voter fraud and keeping elections clean, that's our next guest. This is a re-rack from last week, a great conversation we had with Carlos Duarte. You don't want to miss it. He talks about just how significant it is, how important it is to have our elections be clean elections, be safe for people to vote, so they don't end up in a situation where they feel intimidated. And he's worried about voter intimidation. I'll let you hear his story rather next on America Tonight.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, you know I say this all the time. I mean, listen, we all want fair and clean elections. But the problem is when you make a statement like that, there's some real shenanigans also going on under the guise of saying what I just said. And there are people that are complaining that are seeing this happen, that they're saying, listen, we're being kept from voting, legitimately being kept from voting. And these are, in some communities, people of color with a Latino background, African Americans, etc. We've got Carlos Duarte in the wings with us now. He's a Texan who's been working to try to help some of the communities know what their rights are, know what their democratic rights are when it comes to voting, so they don't get shut out at the polls. And obviously, you know, this isn't a Democratic issue. This is a Republican, Democratic, everybody issue, because we want people who can cast a vote legitimately to go and cast a vote. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure.
So tell me what happened. First of all, tell me what you're seeing. And we should say this, too, that you are helping to promote participation within the Hispanic Latino community, because you're the Texas State Director for Mi Familia Voter Education Fund. And you've been doing that for the last 15 years. So you've been working at this for a while. You're trying to really get the message out there. What have you seen happen this election cycle? What's going on with people trying to vote that are getting shut out?
Well, so let me start by saying that people need to realize that voting is the one thing that makes us all Americans. And I think that people need to realize that not all the countries have this opportunity to really choose the people that are going to be deciding the fate of our nation every single day. We're not only voting, of course, for president, but we're voting for city council people. We're voting for state of education people that are determining what we're learning at our schools, what goes into our textbooks, and so on and so forth. So the democracy that we have really does not work unless we, the people, define through our vote what is it that we want to see. So in that case, it's particularly outrageous when there are coordinated or concerted efforts that are trying to prevent people from voting. Now, let me rephrase that. You know, I don't know if the intention is to prevent people of color from voting or not, but that is the effect that it actually has. And I'm talking here of very different and complex issues. On the one hand, we have systematic and systemic efforts by some politicians that have been passing laws or trying to pass laws in several states, not only in Texas, that would have, and I'm not saying this, it's the courts that have said that would have disproportionate impact not only on people of color, but also on the elderly and the young. So we can talk a little bit about that. But also, we have these other groups that are not necessarily affiliated with the government that are making every effort to try and prevent people from voting by intimidating them as they approach the polls and using other techniques.
Yeah, what are some of those techniques that you're saying the intimidation? What would be an intimidation tactic?
Well, so we know that under the guise of trying to protect the integrity of the vote, which of course we are all interested in,
yeah.
I mean, that's what makes America great. The fact that we have that we are a country of that is guided by the rule of law, so we all have the best interest to have the system work properly. But under that guise, what we have are specific groups that are presenting themselves as poll watchers. And what they do is that they start questioning voters as they approach the polling place. Now, this is illegal. People need to know that poll watchers are not supposed to be approaching you or talking to you or even questioning you at all. So just to give you an example, Monday morning, at the very beginning of early voting here in Texas, I had one of my organizers wearing her Mi Familia Vota t-shirt, and we're having this huge event where one of the schools is actually marching from the school to the church because that's where the polling place is, and they're going to go vote there. So my organizer goes before everyone else just to make sure that everything is in place and that there will be no problem, and she tries to go into the polling place to vote. And immediately a poll watcher approaches her and says, you know what, you cannot come in wearing that t-shirt. And then she immediately says, okay, first of all, I want to see your ID. Who are you? And second, why am I not supposed to be using this? So in the end, I mean, long story short, it took her 45 minutes to be able to actually come in and vote. Now, this, of course, is a persistent organizer that knew her right. Now, can you imagine what would happen to someone that really doesn't know their rights, that is just being approached? And again, I mean, she is Latina, and she's being approached by two older white Americans, poll watchers, that are approaching her. And, of course, she didn't feel intimidated because she's an organizer. But
sure.
What would happen to a different person, right?
Right, absolutely, with the poll watchers. I'm glad that you clarify that so everybody listening realizes anywhere where you're listening to us, that shouldn't happen to you. And I can imagine with the elderly would be the same thing. Maybe someone who's a little frail, they come in, it's an awkward thing as they're trying to maneuver to the polls, and boy, that would certainly make them nervous, I would assume. And especially, what if their English isn't as good?
That's correct. And you know, here in Texas, we have the advantage, in Harris County in particular, we have the advantage that, you know, the materials are not only in English and Spanish, but also now in Chinese for the very first time, you know, which is amazing. Now, you know, the people have the right to go in and vote, even if they are wearing promotional materials in their shirts, as long as they cover it. I mean, as long as they cover it, they have the right. But the most important thing is that sometimes the people, and I find this with new voters, that they are intimidated by the machines, the voting machines. They don't know how
sure.
to use it, even though it's extremely easy. I mean, people need to know that it is extremely easy. But they have the right to have someone walk with them to the polling place. They go all the way to go with them so they can actually vote. They can actually take in a voter guide with them, you know, to remind them who they want to vote for, right? So sometimes the ballot is so long and it has so many, for example, in this case, bond issues, that they don't want to remember, you know, how they want to vote on each one of these issues. So they actually can take in materials that they can use at the polling place.
Yeah. The I mentioned this at the top as I kind of glossed over your bio. You have a great background, but it would take half the show to talk about it, Carlos. And I guess that's the good news, is that you're so involved. But the one line that I mentioned, and this is truer than ever about you. I've talked to several people about what you've done. You really have pushed that whole civic participation, as I called it. You know, get out there, be involved in the community. And you've done this for over 15 years. What have you found? Are you seeing that things are getting better and people are getting more involved and are having more of that pride in the country? And geez, I want to know my rights. I want to know what I can do, and I want to be involved in helping the community. Are you seeing it really grow up?
Well, you know, I think that one of the great things about this country is that we participate in civic organizations. And I think that several years ago there was this book, Bowling Alone, that was presenting the issue that maybe we are not organizing ourselves into intermediate institutions any longer. I find that not to be true. I find that people are still connecting through their church, through civic organizations, through their unions, through all of these neighborhood associations. And that's where and how they are learning to engage civically. Now, something that really amazes me is that recent or new citizens, people that immigrated here and that have gone through a long process, you know, going through their residency and then eventually becoming citizens, mm-hmm. they actually vote at a higher rate than native-born Americans. So, it actually makes them grow this pride in this country because it took them a lot of time to get there. Now, native-born Americans, as they start learning about the issues and how they affect them, not only do they start participating more at the ballot box, but also, start getting more engaged in talking to their elected officials. And now with the explosion of the social media, you see them sending emails to their elected officials to the point where they're saying, you know what, we get it. Don't send emails anymore. We get it. You know, we hear you.
I think that's great. I love your point about that. There's nothing like going to a swearing-in ceremony, if you will, a citizen ceremony, and you really get swelled up. You see the pride. And so good for everybody that has gone through that. They know what it's like. They know that now they have the right to vote. And I say this all the time, Carlos, on my show. I've been to other countries, and I've seen what happens with the stuffing of the ballot boxes and whatnot. Even I covered a big election in Mexico with the pre-independentistas in Chihuahua, and the people were just great, but the people knew there was, you know, you had guns and soldiers around, and you had some stuffing of the ballot boxes, and you wouldn't dare ask very many questions about that. So I think, you know, we live in a great country, and we realize we should have free and fair and decent elections, and people should be able to go and vote and not be intimidated, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that that's the point. We, all of us, need to do our part so that this democracy works. So if you are not educated enough, then learn more. If you haven't voted, then you need to go out and vote. I mean, today is the day. You need to do it, right?
Right.
But also, instead of creating these fantasies and monsters that there is voter fraud or through voter impersonation, mm-hmm. Really what we need to be doing is encouraging our fellow Americans to actively engage so that they can make their voices heard, so that we can have a stronger America taking advantage of the wonderful diversity that we have as a country.
Well said. Carlos Duarte, Texas State Director of Mi Familia Vota, thanks so much for coming on, and I echo the same things you say. Go and vote, everyone. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you so much.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous
four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Federal government shutdowns, Hurricane Sandy nearing the East Coast could be the largest storm to hit the United States in a very, very long time. Winds, battering kinds of winds, flooding, even heavy snow in some areas. 66 people, because now the total is up to 66 people, have already died as a result of Sandy, which has gone through Haiti and the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and all of those areas, some of those areas in the Caribbean, now hitting the United States and getting ready to pack a punch. If you look at any of the satellite images and radar, it's the blueprints there. Unless something dramatic should happen, this path is absolutely on the storm. Tens of millions of East Coast folks are scrambling and did scramble over the weekend to prepare for this storm and what it could possibly do to Washington, Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, Boston, the effects that could be felt. Could be the largest storm to, and I just saw this from the NOAA folks. It could be the largest storm to hit the United States. Boy, that's scary when they release something like that, isn't it? Largest storm. The stock exchange done. They've closed the trading floor for the first time since Hurricane Gloria in 1985. All stocks listed on the exchange trade electronically. That's it. President Obama asked people to heed the orders of whatever the governors were saying and what the locals were saying to protect themselves from Sandy, because sometimes people don't listen to that. They decide they're going to take pictures, get silly, and then it ends in disaster. The casinos in New Jersey closed. Broadway theaters preparing to close. My family just was in New York on Saturday, and they were talking about that. They were at a Broadway show, the Matthew Broderick show, and they were saying on the stage, leaving the stage, that they were closing for the next day. They were closing for at least the foreseeable couple of days, perhaps. Airlines halted, 8,000 airlines, especially the New York, New Jersey, Philly area, all that. And store shelves barren because people ran out to get as much as they could to prepare for this. And the concern is the low-lying areas and what can happen. What could happen there? What could happen with the floods? That's the scary, scary part of this. Rail service shut down. Shut down. Forget flying in and out of, as I already said, of many of these areas. West Virginia to Kentucky, they're dealing with snowstorm. They're already getting snow, and the so-called superstorm could cause up to 12 inches of rain in some places. 12 inches of rain is, you know, absolutely crazy. So the damage could be catastrophic. My, oh, my. Hurricane force winds, 175 miles an hour from the center of the storm. And then, of course, it gets weaker as it goes out from there. And Sandy's moving northeast over the Atlantic parallel to the U.S. coast at about 15 miles an hour. 15 miles an hour. So is this hype or is there more to this? I think it might be, there might be more bite to this. I think this is not just pure hype. If it is, then everybody gets a day off from work in the east, pretty much. And kids, the schools are closed, so 2 million school children are home from school, too, as well. If you're feeling the effects of this, please call 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, and weigh in. We certainly want to hear from you. Got a ton of email about this very thing, so without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, this one from Alan, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to your offerings for quite some time. I will tell you that I live in Connecticut, and in Connecticut, pretty much south, north, and everywhere in between, even if it's not a suburb projected to get particularly hit by this hurricane, because you know how that is, even in a small state, everybody is taking it seriously. Remember, we were hit the hardest by Irene. The flooding, the power outages were terrible for so many of us. Nobody is taking this thing lightly in the state of Connecticut. I can tell you I've seen more boarded up homes in some nice areas than I've ever seen in my entire life." Wow. All right, thanks for that update. We also have this one here from Bob, who's listening to us. I think this is a lot of people I haven't heard from in the past. Bob listening to us in Vermont. Kate, they're not talking about this quite as much in Vermont, but trust me, we are right there on the tail edge of this sucker, and it looks to be pretty, pretty nasty. I think it's going to affect the elections, especially if it turns out to be a giant storm, because if it's a giant storm, then how many people who are trying to recover and pick up their lives are going to be concerned about voting, even if they're the kind of person that has voted their whole lives? Don't you think this would disrupt them from doing that? You know what it would be like to lose your house to a flood? Can you imagine scrambling around and trying to figure that out? No, I cannot imagine how awful that would be, trying to run around and get the insurance person out. First of all, you're trying to find hotel space. Remember, that was the big problem in Connecticut the last time around, because, and in other areas, because the hotels get booked up Of course, they get booked up. Even if they're having problems, you think of the height of some of these hotels, some of these bigger hotels. So people, that's what people are doing. They're leaving and they're going to other areas. And naturally, that's exactly what happens. You know, there's no way to predict this thing other than to look at the trackers and the weather forecasts and all that stuff. And it certainly looks to be pretty darn bad. This extreme weather, I don't think that this superstorm is a joke. I mean, I think that this is real. We've already seen the waves from it. We've already seen North Carolina and how terrible some of those shoreline areas were hit by the waves where it was coming into the beachfront properties. So I don't think with the turn where it is now that this thing dissipates. It doesn't seem likely. I mean, it would be terrific if it did, trust me. I'm not looking for it to slam into the East Coast, particularly with so much of my family, in fact, all of my family, for the most part, in that area, and lots of friends, and, of course, many of the listeners. We want you to be safe, we don't want you to be in the wake of this thing right there in the way. When you're talking about floods, when you're talking about power lines going down and all that, just trying to survive it, that's pretty tough. And then when everybody scrambles, you know, is this, you know, what kind of storm is this going to be? That's the thing. When you're talking about big waves, you're talking about the wires, the wind, that's the key. The wind, you know, the wind is really the thing. The wind is where it gets much, much more dangerous, much, much, much more dangerous. And so I know that people are already saying that they're seeing the high winds. All right, here's another one from, this one is from Andro. And Andro says, hello, America. Tonight, I am kind of in the Atlantic City area, and it is like a ghost town. You think of the boardwalk, and you mentioned the casinos being closed. And the casinos are closed. It's very strange to see an empty boardwalk, except for people taking pictures here and there. Very, very worried about the waves lapping across the boardwalk and actually even hitting some of the stores and the casino area. Yeah, Halloween canceled. It is definitely no treat. It's more of a trick, if you ask me.
Get any worse. Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.